I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Walk the Talk runs until this Sunday, the 18th of September, at Granville Island's Information Center, which you can find next to Cat's Social House. The show's on 7 to 9 p.m. Bon Doss from Arc Works joins me now to talk about this piece, which is part of this year's Vancouver Fringe Festival. The theme is that we as humans don't interact enough. I'll get Mr. Doss to tell us about this international company of performers of various disciplines who join the local company Acts of Random Care to present this 40-minute encampment that's unique and immersive. Bon Doss, with his partners at Arc Works, produce this show. They are an alternative art production company whose website is at arc-works.ca. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Bon Doss. Mr. Doss, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me here, and thank you for taking an interest in our work.
Thanks for joining us. So I've seen photos of the show thus far online, and I've tried describing the show in my introduction just now, but I realize it's better that you tell us what happens in Walk the Truth.
Okay, well, the genesis of our show is really one that comes from the easy, I think, observation that spontaneity of human connection is oftentimes found lacking in busy urban settings, and Vancouver is no exception. So we at ArcWorks wanted to address this phenomenon in a theater art creation.
So why do you think it is, Bon, that we don't interact with one another? I mean, is it because we live in these urban centers that somehow it prevents us from, say, reaching out?
I actually have scarce little idea exactly why this happens, but I think it may have something to do with our always wanting instant gratification. We don't bother to spend enough time going deep enough, touching and connecting and interacting with others. It's what's happening immediately in our life right now that engages us. And sidetracks us from the real gold and goods in our life, which is really to reach out and open up to others.
And so you have this large company of performers, and what I noticed in reading up on the show is that they are of various disciplines. So you have someone who's from the musical theater world. You have someone from dance. You have someone from the spoken art field. Why was it important to have that diversity in terms of not only cultures but disciplines?
Well, yes, definitely. Disciplines all, in fact, connect ourselves in that we share values. We share values of having art not only reflect but address human condition and phenomena and concepts, and certainly the concept that we need to connect and reach out and open up is one that's very important. And that is, in fact, what made collecting and rehearsing and setting up all these different discipline artists to do a common show very easily, because we all share the same vision that we're doing this because we want the world to connect. And so you're right, whether it's various disciplines, and we also have international artists we have invited from Japan, Singapore, Vietnam to come and do this show with our local artists. It's a pleasure working with them. And I remember just two nights ago when one of the cast members has to leave to receive his Lifetime Achievement Award at our CTC ceremony, Randy McCormick, he said he will be, when he's receiving the award, thinking of the Walk the Talk family that he has established with all the other cast members.
Yeah, and it's a from what I've seen online, the photos and the sort, it really is a great community that you've put together, isn't it?
Oh, yes. We have locally, a musical soul musician, a cabaret dance artist, a spoken word artist. We have two visual artists, a standing visual artist. And then internationally, we have a Japanese contemporary dancer, a vocalist from New York, and a conductor composer from Japan. Who else do we have? Of course, our choreographer dancer from Vietnam, and a very talented actor from Singapore.
Yeah,
it's our family for this show.
So what?
Our latest addition is a few nights ago. Thomas C. Knox, the gentleman who did the project Date While You Wait in New York City, came to our show, and I think it's fair to say he's adequately touched by it.
Yeah. Was that the show that you saw in New York that sort of inspired this?
Thomas C. Knox is a gentleman in New York who beautifully and simply set up a table and some chairs in a New York subway station to invite human conversation, interaction, and connection. His project Date While You Wait, is one of the inspirations for the show.
Yeah. Bon, when you think about where we are in the city, because, I mean, a lot of us are talking about where Vancouver is currently, politically, socially, culturally, the need to connect, if we did that more, would it be a better city than it otherwise is?
Not only a better city, I think we can be a shining example for the world. Look how multicultural we are right now in our city. And it would be a pity if the multicultural aspect continues to be one where urban isolation mars or impedes us from really deeper understanding and connection. And so we not only need art projects, I believe, like what we're doing at the Fringe, but we really need to have everyone get out there and reach out and go do something that and speak with someone and touch someone that you may not necessarily be familiar with or ordinarily would do, and the more we talk and learn about each other, I believe we can make the world more sane, more respectful for each other. And in general, we become better human beings, at the risk of sounding cliche.
So the performances are on every night, starting at 7 o'clock. What one sees, say, on Monday night will be different than what they saw Saturday night? Is that correct?
It could be very, very much so, because in our array of artists that we have, they come on a bit of a different date.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as an audience member, you are welcome to a 40-minute session where you will visit three artists talking about your past, present, and future. And so you can come back multiple times to talk to different artists. And from what you share each time, the artists are able to do a customized work just for you as an audience.
Yeah.
And we also, because the theme of our show is that we are gypsies, we gypsies like to give little gifts of art as well for you to take away. And this is our symbol, again, of love that we can provide from a show like this.
And the performances thus far, because you opened Thursday night, they've been received quite well, haven't they?
Oh, my goodness. Much, much, much better than perhaps we ourselves have thought, because we are competing, actually, in the Fringe Festival with 100 other shows, and we view it as complementing us, 100 and other shows happening. And out of the 3 days of performances since opening night, we have two shows each night.
Uh-huh.
So out of the six shows, we had five completely sold out, and one was near full capacity.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'd like to mention that Arcworks, our company, is doing this show as a gift to Vancouver and the Fringe Festival. And we are doing the show with free admission and all donation, as you wish, to the BC Children's Fund.
I see, yeah. But there is something that you'd like people to take away and say, pay it forward, isn't there, after seeing Walk the
That's
Talk?
That's correct, yeah. ARC in our company stands for Acts of Random Care. We want people to pay it forward in that suffering, that care. And this is what we hope to do, just a start of people realizing that that what they give in connecting and conversing and sharing with others can result in what they will receive multiple folds in terms of words of customized art, in terms of what they have as souvenirs and memorabilia, takeaways from their work of art done just for them.
And that's part of the, I guess, the mission, if you will, of ARC Works, which you co-founded several years ago, is that right?
Yes. At ARC Works, our company's direction is to support and create theater and performance art projects that celebrate the diverse humanity in all of us.
Yeah.
So we do want to encourage, foster human connection.
And I read in another interview you gave that you had had a career in business. Is that right?
Well, yes, I have had a career in the corporate financial circles with the provincial government. Had a little side business of my own, and then I decided to retire when my health wasn't all that good. And then I rediscovered, I would say, art. Because I also graduated in an early program at Simon Fraser University before I started my working career in the computer and electronic music program at Simon Fraser. And so, in a sense, this is a rebirth or a reemergence of myself as an artist.
So what's that like, Bon, in terms of having a job elsewhere and then coming back to performance, to art like that?
Well, in many ways, it's actually nothing too, I suppose, meeting reacquaintance, perhaps, because I guess just as any person in society, we are all always being impacted by what happens culturally, socially, politically, and you know, in whatever capacity we are operating in society, we are alert to these factors. We are immersed in them, and so now trying to just re-express them is just as probably a natural drive to do as I and you are speaking about doing. And that's what I felt when I came back into the art circle, that I just have to reassert myself in creating and expressing myself.
And the weather, from what I've seen of the forecast, it'll hold up between now and Sunday, won't it?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But we are prepared for wet conditions, being a Vancouverite.
Right.
For 40 years. I have set the show to take place under tents and shelters that we set up at the site next to Cat Social House, because we are all gypsies traveling as artists through from one show to the other, symbolic of that, and also as artists. We travel in phases of our art from one phase to another. So we played upon that in this show under shelters and
that we erect every day. Bon, it's been nice talking to you today. Thanks for your time. Continued best wishes. Break a leg, as they say.
All the pleasure is mine, Joe, and I thank you for beginning this connection with me and with ARC Works, and we look forward to furthering our connection with your station.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
ARC Works' website is at arc-works.ca. Walk the Talk runs until Sunday, the 18th of September, at the Info Center on Granville Island. That's next to Cat's Social House. It's free. Bon Doss, join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.